The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Hi, everybody. Jeff Hemmelt from SFMSports.net. After the Stevenson men fight to a hard 0-0 draw against number one Messiah at Mustang Stadium, here with John Grant, who played a great deal of the game, the whole entire game. John, just tell me, first of all, how drained are you? Because I'm pretty drained, but I know you guys got to be just losing it right now. How exciting was that to go through?
Oh, man, that was fun. I mean, we're all cramping, but we're all injured. We're all hurt, but got the day off tomorrow. Everybody was getting kicked in the face, you know, putting their bodies on the line. So couldn't have played any harder. Couldn't have asked for anything else.
You knew it was going to be an offensive battalion from Messiah there. It was just five shots in that first half. You guys held them pretty well, and then the second half they picked up a little more, but the defense held strong. Your goalkeeper Ryan made some good saves at the crucial time there, and just an all-out great effort by everybody today.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll talk about in the overtime. You almost had the game winner there towards the early part of the first overtime. You curled one just past the top right corner. What were your feelings there? Did you think you had one in there? It was just inches away.
I was hoping, but as soon as I hit it, I turned around and ran back. So I figured if I missed, got to get back on defense. So I was hoping it went in, but I wasn't even really watching. I was just turning around trying to get back.
You guys kept battling, and Yanni had a great opportunity in that second overtime with a header that just whizzed past the far post. You guys must have been on edge on that bench. Either way, it could have gone in for you guys in that overtime.
Yep, it just got right away from the goalie. It was frozen, but it didn't drop for us. But, I mean,
still out of breath, huh?
Still out of breath.
Four games to go in this season. You guys are now 9-5-2, but 0-2-2 in the conference. How much motivation will this result give you guys to close out the final four games?
So much motivation. I mean, Messiah, nobody in our conference thought they were even close to Messiah. So, I mean, if we can tie them, who can't we beat?
Great outlook for you guys. And, John, again, thanks for the time. I know you gave it your all out there. Get some rest tomorrow, and we'll see you back here next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. And now we'll bring in Coach Plewiak here. After his side put in a great effort here to hold Messiah scoreless, the number one team in Division III. Coach, what can I say? I mean, just a valiant effort from all defense, midfield, forward, goalkeeper. Everybody played their part today, it seemed like.
I need a shower. I never worked this hard in my life on the sideline. It was a human night.
Yeah.
And what are you going to say about these kids? They are unbelievable. You know, we were in a little bit of a slump, and, you know, that all takes a village. So I went to Coach Adams, and he went with us to Europe. So I was picking his brain a little bit early in the week about how we've been slow starting. And so he gave me some good advice. And then I've seen him play live twice, and I've seen him play a lot on film. So we came up with a game plan. The coaches put it together. Yesterday, assistant coach Dustin put it in for us, and the kids listened. They executed it. They did it to perfection. We got a surprise before the game today. Dr. Manning came in the locker room and talked about believe and believe in yourself and your teammates and how to work yourself out of the slump and just have some fun. And the man's a prophet because he couldn't have picked a better game and a time. And the kids bought into our plan. And, you know, that's a point nobody else is going to get.
Right.
And it wasn't, you know, the shots were certainly uneven, but there were not very many dangerous shots. Right. I mean, we shut them down, I thought. They had a couple chances, but so did we. And I thought Yanni's was going in overtime. And can you tell I'm a little excited?
Just a little bit, yeah. Like I said, the first half defensive effort was great, only five shots allowed. And throughout the game, the defense just held strong. And like you said, you held them to some outside shots for the majority of the time. Not a lot of good quality chances inside, but when it counted, your goalkeeper Ryan Callanan and the defense held up strong.
Yeah, we needed to be disciplined. We were. They didn't have a corner kick in the first half. I don't know how many years you got to go back from a side and not to have a corner kick. And the five shots, none of them were really dangerous. Right. And so in the second half, they had to win at their back. We knew it was going to be a little tough. He came up big. And we said before the game that we had to stay disciplined, organized, and we had to have a big game for Ryan, and he came up huge. But everyone did. Every person I put in that game had one of his best nights since he's been here. So it was a total team effort. And, you know, that's, like I said, that puts us back in it and gives the guys a little bit of confidence going into the last four.
As the set keeps falling around me, just one more question for you. Four games left in the conference. I asked John, obviously this can be great motivation for the team. What's the thought process going forward for these last couple weeks?
Day off tomorrow. Actually, my daughter's getting surgery, so I won't be here. And I told them just to be cool tonight, have a little fun. They deserve it. But we'll get back to work Thursday. We'll use this as a learning tool that if we play with this intensity and we get each other's back, there's no way we can't get back into this playoff picture, maybe see these guys again.
Where they're already tearing down the wall behind me, Coach.
So
a great result for you guys. And again, thanks for joining us. Great game today.
Thank you. Yeah, it was great.
Stevenson tying number one Messiah here in Mustang Stadium. 0-0 here in Owings Mills.